This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm here today with a great guest, Liz Popwell. Liz is the Chief Strategy Officer of Ascension Michigan. She's going to talk to us about her advice for leaders, core thoughts on strategy, and a couple other things. Liz, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Happy to. Thank you, Scott, for having me today. This is Liz Popwell, and as you said, I work with Ascension Michigan.
And Liz, to cut right to the chase, you've seen a lot of different leaders in your career. Your best advice for leaders and what works and doesn't work for leadership?
That's a great question. You know, I've been a healthcare leader for 25 years. I've worked with a lot of different leaders in many roles. And I think the best thing to really think about as a leader is, you know, respect is earned. It's not given with title or authority. And I think a lot of leaders who are very authentic and who have been most successful really understand that it's all about relationships and that people won't follow leaders they don't respect or feel like they've got good relationships with. So I believe it's very important that leaders do what they say they're going to, that they're open to differing opinions, because those differences oftentimes lead to some of the best ideas and results. I think that it's important that you seek an understanding before you make decisions. You model behaviors you expect. And, you know, emotional intelligence is a very important thing for leaders. And if it doesn't come naturally, it's something many leaders oftentimes, you know, need to work at. And that's important. But above all, building relationships that are authentic, I think, is what helps leaders really, you know, succeed and excel at their jobs and at their work and connecting folks together to the mission and vision of the organizations they work for.
Thank you. And a number of sort of take-home points from that. Respect is earned, not based on title. Relationships and everything are just so important. You've mentioned open to different opinions, you know, seeking understanding before always deciding and pushing forward. You've also mentioned two other things that have become so important today. Emotional intelligence seems to be everything today, not just STEM type of greatness, but emotional greatness, emotional intelligence at least, and then modeling behavior. So not behaving in a way that either gets somebody in trouble or makes the organization look bad, but also just ways that are positive towards the organization and the right type of accountability and relationship building. Thank you. What doesn't work in leadership? Just give us one or two examples, 30 seconds, of what doesn't work.
Yeah, that's a great question as well. I think, you know, a lot of times as a leader, if you're not self-reflecting, you know, if you're not really paying attention to your consequences, both intended and unintended, there's so many times that there are unintended consequences of what we do, what we say, the decisions we make. And I think a lot of times that leads to failures in either building those relationships or enabled to get whatever the goals are done that you're trying to achieve. And I think those are some of the things that that don't work. You know, if you're not humble enough and if you're not, you know, self-aware enough to really reflect and pay attention and to be open to feedback. I think that's so important because a lot of times that feedback brings little pearls or little gems that sometimes we miss if we're not looking and seeking those proactively.
Thank you. And then a follow-up question. You've got the role of Chief Strategy Officer, a big role. What are some of your overriding thoughts on strategy today, and how do you come to those thoughts?
Sure. So strategy is so vital to organizations. You know, obviously it sets forth a vision and an aspiration for you where you want to go as an organization. It helps you decide, you know, what are you going to focus on in order to win competitively. It helps you to understand, you know, all the different things you need to respond to in terms of competitive markets. And, you know, today healthcare is so different than it used to be. You know, there are so many transformational issues. There are so many competitors out there now, retail competitors like Walmart and CVS and Amazon. You know, no longer in healthcare strategy are we worried so much about traditional providers. We're worried about a much broader spectrum from a strategic perspective, and we've got new disruptors coming every day and really looking at the healthcare model of the future differently than we do, you know, in the traditional sense. So I think disruptors are important. They cannot be ignored from a strategy perspective. you know, gone are the days when you have a binder full of data and plans. You know, you really have to have a good strategy, a good aspirational vision. You really have to understand the broad spectrum of the competitive landscape. You also have to be nimble enough to understand how you might need to shift your thinking as it relates to some of these disruptors. And you have to have the discipline to really make sure you're executing on the strategies that are most important to your aspirational goals. I think the other piece you need to think about as well is, you know, how do you really struggle with being nimble as an organization as well as being responsive to the competitive threats? A lot of times those can get you very distracted, and focusing on results plus being nimble sometimes are, you know, a little oil and water. And so it takes a little bit of focus and discipline to really decide where do we need to be nimble versus where do we need to be consistent. So it's a little bit of an oxymoron, but I think that's probably some of the biggest struggles and some of the most important things in strategy today. As a healthcare industry, you know, fee for volume versus fee for value. Those are two economic models, and it's a little schizophrenic. So finding ways to move your strategy and your operations forward are becoming more difficult as it relates to the future.
Oh, no, fascinating. And so much of that, this issue of being nimble, but strong and significant, of playing in two different payment models. Trying to be great and double down at the same time that you've got these huge disruptors coming into the game. Fascinating. In your role now, what do you need to do great? What's the single one or two things in 30 seconds that you have to be great at?
Well, I think, you know, what you need to be great at as a strategy officer is you need to be good at collaborating. You need to be good at bringing people together, creating an aspiration for the future with your leadership team, helping that team enable themselves to be successful in achieving that aspiration, and really being disciplined around how you execute toward achieving those goals.
Thank you. And now, Liz, you're in the middle of a great career. You've had a great career, and now you've stepped into a huge job. How do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep yourself excited day in, day out, month in, month out, through your career?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, the work itself, you know, motivates me. It's an exciting time, I think, to be in healthcare. I get a lot of energy about working with different leaders, different teams to solve strategic problems. I'm 90 days in on a new job. I've been in this role one quarter basically. And I think what excites me the most is what the organization I'm working with is doing in terms of what they call the dual transformation. And one of the things at Ascension that we are really focused on and it really resonates and gets me excited is that, you know, we're focusing on transforming the model of healthcare today while also transforming the models for our future. You know, at Ascension, we believe our mission-inspired transformation work is going to really allow us to have healthy provider-based systems, as well as will help us thrive in the future and really fulfill our promise of our mission to our communities. And to me, that gets me excited when we talk about communities and how we can really help help the poor and vulnerable in the communities that we serve.
Got it. Thank you. And so a final question. You're in the starting point of a new job, big job. If this year goes well, what does that look like?
I think one of the things that the organization I work for, we pride ourselves on in Ascension Michigan, is really being physician-led and physician-friendly. And we are working to transform the way we work, both to partner with physicians and to make partnerships that are new and innovative, you know, as we talk about strategic disruptors, et cetera. You know, the Michigan market holds many important large physician independent groups, and we really need to find new ways to work together to benefit patients in the communities we serve. So one of the things that I think is that what looks favorable as we get into this year and meeting that goal 1 year out is really moving quickly toward what are the right relationships and structures that we need to have for fee-for-value in Michigan? What are the capabilities that we are required to continue to build and hone? And what partnerships for the future and new relationships we need? And really, at the end of the day, like any other chief strategy officer, you know, my thought is success for our group is really around achieving the strategic goals that are most important to us. And again, talking about fueling that dual transformation for the future.
Oh, fantastic. Liz, it's a great pleasure always to visit with you. Any final encouragement for leaders or women leaders that you'd leave with people of advice or encouragement for leaders?
Absolutely. I think that the one thing, if I say nothing else on leadership, I think the one thing that I'd like folks to think about and take home is the importance of mentorship. You know, I had a mentor early in my career who really helped me see things as a young leader that I didn't see myself. And I today draw upon those experiences. I draw upon the knowledge base that I learned. And I just think as leaders like myself become more mature in our careers, it's part of our duty to pay back to those that helped us grow and develop over time, to really pay attention and really help mentor that next level leader, because healthcare is such a challenging business. Without that mentorship, we can't grow great leaders for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. And I love that. And more, as the world becomes so complicated, having mentors, even as the world becomes more digital, becomes more important versus less important, particularly as the world changes so rapidly. So thank you. Liz, I appreciate greatly your time today. Always a pleasure to visit with you again. Liz Popwell, Chief Strategy Officer at Ascension Michigan. And thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate it.